From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here's the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has outlined a target for the COVID-19 vaccine to be administered to 100,000 players in the financial services sector to expedite the formation of herd immunity. As reported by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo remarked while witnessing mass vaccination for financial services sector players at Gelora Bung Karno Senayan in Jakarta on Wednesday that later, the target this week is approximately 100,000 vaccine recipients. The government is doing this in order to accelerate the vaccination program. In addition, the COVID-19 vaccination for the financial services sector are also conducted in various provinces across the country. He stated that the government is optimistic that this acceleration will reduce the spread of COVID-19. Vice President Maruf Amin underscored that no single religion in Indonesia teaches its adherent to take extreme courses of action and spread terror. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Vice President Amin stated in Jakarta on Wednesday that he also wants to reiterate that there is not any religion that teaches its adherents to commit extremism and terrorism. All religious teachings reject terrorism, whatever the reason is. According to the Vice President, that extremism and terrorism in the name of religion ran counter to the faith and were destructive in nature. Terrorism is not a jihad to fix any problem, as the basic essence of terrorism is destructive. He also noted that in the preamble of the 1945 Constitution, the state is formed to protect the Indonesian nation and the entire homeland of Indonesia. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto reaffirmed that Indonesian government is committed to realizing the Sustainable Development Goals SDGs target amid the COVID-19 pandemic. In fact, the pandemic encourages us to assess environmental, social, and governance aspects in each economic activity. Minister Hartarto also noted in his opening remarks at a sustainable finance webinar on national economic recovery more recently that the current pandemic must not lower Indonesian enthusiasm to realize the SDGs target. Hence, the government needs to find new ways so that Indonesia is able to make a leap in achieving the SDGs target simultaneously. He also highlighted the government's myriad efforts to encourage sustainable development, including through the job creation law. The National Development Planning PPN Ministry or National Development Planning Agency Bappenas has said it is preparing 4 strategies to strengthen economic resilience in pursuit of quality and just growth. This was stated by the Deputy for Economy of the Ministry or Bappenas, Amalia Adininggar Widyasanti, at a working meeting with the Budgetary Committee of the House of Representatives DPR in Jakarta on Wednesday. Escorted by Antara News Agency, she said that the economic resilience policy is directed at accelerating economic recovery, including restoring the people's purchasing power, diversifying products, and conducting business climate reforms. The strategy will cover the agricultural sector through the improvement of food productivities and supply chain. Let's move on to the international news. A senior U.S. official said talks between President Joe Biden and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Wednesday were not flipping a light switch on U.S.-Russia relation, but the tone of the talks was direct, constructive, non-polemical, and very matter-of-fact. As reported by Reuters.com, the official said following the meeting of the two leaders at the Lakeside Villa in Geneva that this is not flipping a light switch. It's going to take some time to see if these areas of potential cooperation actually produce results. The media office said on tweet on Wednesday that the United Arab Emirates Abu Dhabi received its first shipment of the coronavirus Sotrovimab medication, becoming the first city globally to receive it. As reported by Reuters.com, the state news agency reported that the Ministry of Health and Prevention approved the emergency use of this Sotrovimab in May, saying it offers the prospect of reducing hospitalization for more than 24 hours and fatality by as much as 85% when administered to patients as an early treatment for COVID-19. China is set to launch 3 astronauts into orbit to begin occupation of the country's new space station. The 3 men, Ni Hiseng, Liu Boming, and Tang Hongbo, are expected to spend 3 months living and working aboard the Tianhe module, some 380 kilometers above the Earth. As quoted by BBC.com, it will be China's longest crewed space mission to date and the first in nearly 5 years. There, Shenzhou 12 capsules in prime atop its Long March 2F rocket. Liftoff from the Jiquan satellite's launch center in the Gobi missions to date and the first in nearly 5 years. Liftoff from the Jiquan satellite launch center in the Gobi deserts is expected at 9:22 Beijing time on Thursday. The event is another demonstration of China's growing confidence and capability in the space domain. In the past 6 months, the Asian nation has returned rock and soil samples to Earth from the surface of the moon and landed a 6-wheeled robot on Mars, both highly complex and challenging endeavors.
Various pharmaceutical and medical equipment industry products in Indonesia currently are still dominated by the imported ones. Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin said only 3% of the medicine is produced in Indonesia. The remaining 90% is certainly imported. Meanwhile, of the total medical equipment available in Indonesia, 94% of them is foreign products, while only 6% of them is domestic ones. According to the Coordinating Minister for Maritime and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, medical equipment imports through e-catalog reached 12.5 trillion rupiahs, or 4 times bigger than the domestic purchases. The high import portion for medical equipment, medicine, and medicine raw materials is certainly not healthy for Indonesian medical sector's independence. To realize this independence while increasing competitiveness of the domestic pharma and medical equipment industry, President Joko Widodo on June 8, 2016, had signed the Presidential Instruction No. 6, Year 2016, on Pharmaceutical and Medical Equipment Industry Development Acceleration. The presidential instruction implementation was expected to accelerate the holding, but what happened? The data of Indonesian Health Ministry showed only 2 of 10 greatest medicine raw materials are produced domestically, namely clopidogrel and paracetamol. But there are 358 types of medical equipment produced in any country. This certainly deserves some appreciation. The government's effort to switch 5,462 out of 40,243 items of imported medical equipment into the similar ones also deserves some appreciation. It is expected there will be more items to be produced in the country along with increasing pride of national products. Therefore, the government's plan in implementing mandatory use of national health equipment is right. However, it needs to come with a quality improvement too. Many prefer foreign products because of their good quality. So, if the domestic products becomes better in terms of quality, the price will also slowly increase. Then the medical equipment and medicine production will gradually increase, which will end Indonesia's dependence on imported ones.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de kettingoverdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette der COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, today in history start with the event on June 17, 1944, when the Republic of Iceland was established. Iceland is located 300 kilometers in the east part of Greenland and 1,000 kilometers from Norway. In 1262, Iceland became part of Norway until in 1814. it became part of Denmark. At the end of the 19th century, many Icelanders wanted independence from Denmark. In 1918, the state of Iceland got its sovereignty, but the King of Denmark was still sovereign as King of Iceland. On June 17, 1944, Iceland declared its independence and became the Republic of Iceland. Next event was in 1950, when kidney transplant surgery was first performed in Chicago, United States of America. The first kidney transplant was performed in Chicago on June 17, 1950, on patient Ruth Tucker, 44 years old. The kidney transplant brought about problems due to rejection by the patient's body. Tucker could survive up to 5 years after transplantation. Other kidney transplants were successfully performed in USA and Paris, France in 1954 because the patient's body did not resist. The last event of June 17th is World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. Desertification, along with climate change and loss of biodiversity, was identified as the greatest challenge to sustainable development at 1992 Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. 2 years later, in 1994, the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Convention to Combat Desertification, UNCCD. The convention is the only legally binding international agreement linking environment and development to sustainable land management. At the same time, the United Nations declared June 17th as the World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Secret of my eyes, can you feel what I haruskah ku katakan cinta? Ku ragu untuk menyatakannya. I fall in love with you. Dan aku pun tak bisa lagi menahan rasa ini di dada. Haruskah ku katakan padanya ku jatuh cinta?
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya hoped the forest and land rehab around the Toba Lake that had begun in 2015 can improve the environment quality. She said at least there are trees in the uphill landscape. In addition, there must be a reservoir to hold the water so it will not flow directly into the Toba Lake. All that was stated by the minister in a press release on Sunday. Minister Siti Nurbaya visited North Sumatra on Saturday. She observed directly the development of Toba Modern Nursery in Sibisa Village, Toba Regency. She also observed some other locations around Toba Lake for the plantation plan of forest and land rehab program. Forest and land rehab program around Toba Lake from 2015 to 2021 had been done for some 5,000 hectares of area. The Environment and Forestry Ministry also built people's seed garden and 18 village seed gardens to provide tree seeds for Toba Lake drainage basin. To date, there have been 3 million seeds distributed in the program. Previously, President Joko Widodo had instructed massive forest and land rehab to mitigate environmental degradation and disaster. Therefore, the Minister of Environment and Forestry is also developing some modern nurseries across Indonesia that can produce seeds on a great scale. These modern nurseries under development and to be developed are located in East Kalimantan, Toba Lake Tourism Site in North Sumatra, Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara, Mandalika in West Nusa Tenggara, and Likupang in North Sulawesi.
Take it or leave it, leave it. 'Cause it's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of fronting. You're no healer, and you think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it. But I'm so close to the limit. I'm never gonna be what you want anymore. Take it or leave it. Just take it or leave it. Take it or leave it.
such your intention. Where were you when I'm crying? Didn't leave it. Just didn't leave it. Well, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. I'm gonna take a chance, take that chance for me.
Listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Penting Sari Tourism Village located in Umbul Harjo Village, Cangkringan District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta Special Region Province has won various prestigious awards, including the Green Bronze Indonesian Sustainable Tourism Award ISTA in the economic category in 2017, second place at the Tourism Village Festival, Sleman Regency in Yogyakarta in the independent category in 2018, and was launched in the top 100 sustainable tourism destination in the world according to Global Green Destination Days GGDD in 2019. Head of the management of the Penting Sari Tourism Village, Doto Yogantoro, said that compared to other tourism villages, Penting Sari Tourism Village has various advantages such as offering village simplicity, the socio-cultural life of the village community, and the natural atmosphere on the slopes of Mount Merapi, which can be enjoyed within half a day, one day, up to 4 days.
Nah, keunggulan kami, tentu saja kami bukan destinasi wisata.
Our advantage, of course, is not a tourism destination. We are just a village that sells, first, the simplicity of the village, second, the socio-cultural life of the village community, while also selling the natural atmosphere that is identical to the village and identical to the slopes of Merapi. Our advantage is that activities in our village can be enjoyed within half a day, one day to 4 days.
Setengah hari, satu hari sampai empat hari.
Located in the Mount Merapi National Park area, Penting Sari Tourism Village has cool air with beautiful natural scenery. To travel here, you can see and learn about nature. Environment, agriculture, plantation, entrepreneurship, socio-cultural life, and various traditional arts. You can also see the local wisdom of the Penting Sari community. There are several village tourism programs, such as staying in tent or camping, trekking, or doing outbound that can be enjoyed. For cultural tourism activities, you can take part in activities such as learning gamelan, dancing, making batik, making grass puppets, and making creativity from coconut leaves. Being satisfied with various activities in the village, you can also visit various tourism objects around the Penting Sari Tourism Village area. Some of the places that can be visited include Kali Urang and Kali Kuning, with a very beautiful view of the Merapi landscape. The Sendang Sari Fountain, which is believed to cure various diseases, Batu Luwang, which is a witness to Prince Diponegoro's struggle against the Dutch, and many more. The number of tourists who visit during this pandemic has decreased drastically, so the manager of the Penting Sari Tourism Village has made various innovations. According to head of the management of the Penting Sari Tourism Village, Doto Yogantoro, he said, open simple stalls every Saturday and Sunday for cyclists passing through their area. While for micro, small, and medium enterprises, they sell online.
Dan yang baru kami sekarang mengarah ke ini wisata kuliner, Mbak. Jadi mungkin
and the new one,
kita buka
we are now heading to culinary tourism. So maybe Saturday and Sunday we open simple community stalls that later can catch friends who are excited to ride bicycles around us. Meanwhile, if SMEs are like coffee, then there is batik. They sell it online. SMEs sell online. Amid this pandemic, the Penting Sari Tourism Village also implements a CHSE-based health protocols, cleanliness, health, safety, and environment, for example by providing hand-washing equipment and limiting the numbers of guests.
Listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy will hold international conference activities at the 5 super priority destinations. One of them will be held at Borobudur Temple on June 24th and 25th. According to the Deputy of Tourism Products and Event Organizers of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Rizky Handayani Mustafa, this conference aims to introduce Borobudur Temple as a source of knowledge that contains values for all human beings.
Jadi kalau kita lihat bahwa sebenarnya ada hal-hal bahwa
so if we look at it actually, there are things that the Borobudur Temple is a source of knowledge that has not been explored much. We will raise these values so that people see the Borobudur Temple not only in its physical form, but also the existing values of Buddhists. All of this may apply to all human beings. Rizky added that this event can also make tourists feel confidence. This is important to revive the activities of meetings, incentive, conventions, and exhibitions, or MICE, especially in the 5 super priority destinations. The theme of this conference is Sound of Borobudur Music Over Nations, exploring traces of brotherhood across nations through music. To the representation of musical instruments on the temple relief, Borobudur Temple will be introduced more deeply to the world. According to Professor Melanie Budianta, PhD from the Faculty of Cultural Sciences, University of Indonesia, Borobudur is the oldest source of artifactual data that mostly describe diverse musical orchestra stations. There are 45 panels in Borobudur Temple that show musical aspects. Then there are 226 reliefs of aeroponts, chordoponts, idiopons, membraponts, musical instruments, and 45 ensemble reliefs. Purwacaraka, an Indonesian artist, stated that if these musical instruments are played simultaneously, they automatically foster a sense of tolerance between tribes, even between religions. Thereby, Borobudur is a masterpiece of the civilization of Indonesia. This international conference will be filled by musicians from Indonesia and 10 countries in Asia. These musicians will collaborate to sound the musical instruments found on the relief of the Borobudur Temple. Then there are seminars with experts to explore collaboration together, mini exhibition from 10 micro, small, and medium enterprises in the Borobudur area to showcase and offer uniqueness, distinctives, and local superior products. This conference activity will be carried out in a hybrid manner. More participants are directed to go online, and participants who attend follow strict health protocols and are held following the MICE guidelines issued by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. The 100 offline participants consist of central and local governments, elements, academics, domestic and foreign musicians, and tourism practitioners, Deputy for Tourism Products and Event Organizers of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Rizky Handayani Mustafa, further explained that the international conference at Borobudur Super Priority Destination is the beginning for the implementation of international conferences at other DSPS. Furthermore, it will be held in Toba, Likupang, Labuan Bajo, and Mandalika, which will raise the team with the peculiarities of its super priority destination.
Nanti di Toba kita buat.
Later, in Toba, we will make it with a different team. Toba, we will rise the team of Geopark because Toba has become a UNESCO Global Geopark. Then there is Mandalika, there is Labuan Bajo, and there is Likupang, North Sulawesi. So, we will pick this up later according to the team or then the uniqueness of the place so that the branding can be stronger later. That's Miss Leni.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out. Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai. Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让争取佩戴口罩。
以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom besmetting, overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The song Surat Cinta is one of Vina Panduwinata's popular singles. The song was composed by Odi Agam and it was released in 1986 in the album entitled Cium Pipiku. The song tells about the feelings of someone who gets a love letter. At that time, technology was not as advanced as it's today. So, do not be surprised if the letter is a medium commonly used to give an expression of love to someone. Listener, here is Vina Panduwinata with Surat Cinta.
Para
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.